fetch another round. She serves them whiskey and wine. They say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine girl.
What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
Yeah, your eyes could steal a sailor from the sea. Brandy wears a braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain. A locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day, bringing gifts from far away. But he made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, Brandy, down. Brandy walks through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
Hang on. Before we get into ABBA, you know what we're going to do? We're going to introduce ourselves. Hey, everyone. Welcome to yet another iteration of Preserve Jams, the second of the semester. We're pretty excited about it. I'm Anna. This is Preserve Jams, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. I have some very special guests with me today that I would like to introduce themselves. Go for it, guys.
I'm Jack. I'm from Bush Hall.
Jack from Bush Hall. He's training today. Heck yeah, he's a freshman. He's going to be putting out some great stuff on the airwaves. Be sure to look out for that.
Hi, I'm Addie. I live in Lewis Hall.
Addie lives in Lewis. Heck yeah, the Dirty Lou. And she's going to be putting out some other sick, sick content.
Hi, I'm Noah, and I hope you're all driving in this lovely rain we're having today.
Thanks, Noah. I agree. You know, it's a rainy day, but it's a cozy day.
I'm Mona. I also hope you're thriving.
Thanks, Mona. So, we've got some lovely trainees here. We're going to just have some fun, so stay tuned. Here's more ABBA.
Give me, give me, give me a land after midnight. Take me through the darkness to the break of day. Oh, believe me for those endearing young chums that I gaze on so fondly today.
So we've got some wholesome dad rock going right now, some wholesome dad and mom rock. You know, honestly, that's the kind of vibe that I'm going for today. It's rainy, it's cold. I kind of feel like just snuggling up with some tea. That's how I feel. And you know, I feel like my trainees here feel that vibe too, and I kind of appreciate that no one's in like a gangster rap mood, because I'm really not in a gangster rap mood. So do you guys want to like tell me a little bit about yourselves? Give me like a little, okay, you know what we're going to do? We're going to play a game. Okay, tell me. Let's see. What do I want to do? Okay, tell me your favorite Vine.
Yes.
And then tell me one thing that's really on brand for you and one thing that's really off brand for you. That's what I want to know. So I'll start.
Favorite Vine. Sorry, you start.
Well, I'll just start as an example. So my example is, I'm Anna. My favorite Vine is, look at all those chickens. That's my favorite one by far. I don't know why. It's just wholesome. It's nice. I like it. Something that's really on brand for me. So essentially like what that means is like something that I feel like really exemplifies me. Like people would expect that of me. Is that I'm choreoing a TDC that's Mamma Mia themed. It's Mamma Mia themed TDC.
When can we see it?
You can see it at the end of the semester, and it's going to be really good. and then something that's very off-brand for me, aka something that like no one would really expect of me, is that I listen to heavy metal music when I'm at the gym. No one really thinks of me. They think that I would listen to like top 20 hits. No. I'm listening to like Metallica and like Iron Maiden at the gym. So that's me. Do you want to go, Addy?
All right. I'm Addy, and choosing a Vine can be tricky. I was a really loyal subscriber to Vine. But maybe a Road Work Ahead. That's a good one.
Road Work Ahead. I sure hope it does.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one. Something on brand for me is, this is actually kind of related to Vine.
Yeah.
I am a loyal subscriber still to all my favorite Viners now on YouTube. I've never missed a single Cody Ko, Drew Gooden, or Danny Gonzalez video, which is really embarrassing, but it is on brand. Off brand is that my room is always perfectly clean.
Oh, interesting.
It doesn't really line up with my personality.
Okay. But, like, is that, like, a neat freak thing? Is it just, like...
I don't know. I just can't stand a dirty room.
Yeah. Okay, that's real. I feel like I can never really, like, I always need to have a clean room in order to, like, get anything done.
Yep.
And I can't think about anything else until it's clean. So I feel you.
Yep.
Okay. Someone else want to go?
All right. I guess I'll go.
Cool.
This is Jack.
Hi, Jack.
I never got into Vines, so I'm really sorry.
You're off the show.
I don't have a favorite Vine. I'm really sorry. Okay. So I'm going to skip that one. And my favorite, like my most on-brand thing about me, you can't tell because I'm 6'5", but I'm a rower as a result. So that's something you probably could expect if you saw me. And if you, something you wouldn't expect is I skateboard everywhere. So, yeah.
Whoa. Like longboard or like skateboard?
Just skateboard right now. I'm trying to get a longboard soon.
Okay, cool. Cool. All right. You know, I just learned something about you, Jack. I didn't know that before. Okay, about you.
Hello, this is Noah.
Hi, Noah.
A Vine that I appreciate pretty sincerely is I don't get no sleep because of y'all. I don't get any sleep, so it's definitely a mood for me.
Yeah, totally.
Something on brand for me would have to be sweaters.
Okay.
I await the fall anxiously just so that I can wear sweaters, and it's one of my saddest things in the spring is not having any sweaters to wear anymore.
Yeah, that's real.
Something off-brand for me, I would have to think on that.
We can also come back.
I know something. I'm really into chalk art all of a sudden.
Chalk art?
I've been pretty involved in the craft center here at Tufts.
Okay.
And just chalk on construction paper.
Huh.
Try something new. You might surprise yourself.
You might surprise yourself. That's true, Noah. That's great. Is there any particular art that you like to make with chalk? Like any, like, do you like, I like to draw flowers personally. I'm taking a figure drawing class to like expand my horizons.
Yeah, I'm not fantastic at art. I don't have the precise skill. So I've done a lot of geometric art.
Okay.
That's more abstract.
Cool.
But still has some meaning behind it.
Yeah.
So you don't have to be perfect, but you can still create something really nice.
That's awesome. I think that's great. Wow, I feel like everyone should really, like, even if you're not like an artist to begin with, I feel like you should really try to explore your creative side. I'm into that. Absolutely. Absolutely. What about you, Mona?
Okay, so I'm Mona. My favorite Vine, I'm really into the Harry Potter characters as Vines series.
Okay. So I don't think I've seen those.
Like, it's just a bunch of Vines, but it'll like say like Harry, like Ron, it'll just label the people as Harry Potter characters.
Okay.
Kind of changes the context, makes it kind of funny. I like it. Something really on brand for me is that I lost my phone before I came here in DeWitt, and it was very unfortunate, but luckily I went to the front and I was like, do you have a phone? Like, she was like, is there a lost and found? She said, what did you lose? And I said, a phone, and she pulled out my phone. So that was good. Mm-hmm. Something off brand for me is that I went to the gym the other day.
Whoa.
And I'm really excited for the new sporty me.
Great. Oh, I'm so proud of you. New horizons. We're all doing big things here. We're trying out radio. We're trying out art. We're trying out going to the gym, exercise. Isn't that incredible? So we're all doing big things here. We'll be back with more little chit chat in a little bit, but that's a little chit chat.
Yeah! We'll see the city's ripped back sides. We'll see the bright and hollow sky. We'll see the stars that shine so bright. A stars made for us tonight.
My God, I'm so lonely, so I owe. destroyed by global warming? Did its people want too much too? Did its people want too much? And I don't want your pity, I just want somebody near me. Guess I'm a coward, I just want to feel alright.
Jack here with a PSA.
Why not cover your computer camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Thanks, Jack.
If you can believe, if you can believe,
if you can believe,
it's such a dream to me. Before you speak, don't move, cause I don't wanna
wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up,
come on, wake up,
wake up, wake up, wake up.
Boy, it's such a dream. I know that's not the way to start a conversation. Trouble, I watch them other girls when they come and bug you. But I felt like I knew you, so I just wanted to hug you. Plus, you don't know your way around. You can stop your playing now. All your worries, lay them down. Don't say it loud.
That's real.
Who starts a conversation like that? Nobody but I do. But you another picture, I can cut you up and hide you. I'll get you out my mind. I try to, but I just wanna stand in you. I would never dare to tell. Think I heard somebody yell. Keep it to yourself.
That's real.
That's real.
Before you speak, don't move, cause I don't wanna
wake up.
Wake up.
Wake up.
Wake up.
Wake up.
Wake up.
Well, your boy gets smart, I would never try to. You know I'm thinking to myself, what happened, why you? But when I see you in my dreams, shh, I know. You know how to treat it, you know how to eat it, you know how to beat it. Into a couple, what's your next month like? Tell me what you're up to. We can live right now, but you don't need a duffel. What about the pearl? I let Vicky keep a secret. Boy, it ain't no secret if I know you're gonna peep it. Before you speak, don't move, cause I don't wanna wake up.
Hey everyone, we're here again with some fresh, fresh conversation topics. Just to remind you all, this is Anna. I've got some trainees with me, and we are pretty excited to be here learning how to be on the air. Addie brought up a really, really interesting thing, which is astrology, horoscopes. Let's discuss. I'm a Libra. What about everyone else? I'm a Libra rising Aries.
I'm a Scorpio.
Okay.
I don't know what the rising thing is.
Okay.
I'm not up to date.
Oh, here comes Beyonce. Here's Beyonce.
I am a Gemini. Ooh. I also don't know any of my other signs.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm a Taurus.
A Taurus, okay.
Noah, I'm a Gemini too.
Whoa. Yeah. Okay, Geminis are very polarizing signs because people either love Geminis or hate them. I'm going to go with I like you guys so far. Just don't mess it up. So there's this app called CoStar that you can download. And I'm not going to make you guys download it and like follow me, but you can get this app and it'll tell you all of your horoscopes, and then you can like friend other people and compare and see how like compatible you are with each other. And so I downloaded it and all my friends downloaded it and I was like, whoa, I guess we can't be friends because our star signs aren't compatible.
Do you know if you're compatible with a Taurus?
I don't know.
In fact, who are you compatible with?
That's a good question. So let me look. It's an app. CoStar, if you want to download it.
It's
it's so stupid, and everyone who's like skeptical about like astrology and horoscopes is like, that doesn't mean anything. But I'm like, no, come on. So I'm a Libra rising Aries, and my moon sign is Pisces. So I'm gonna find a friend who's a Taurus. Okay, so with Taurus, we have compatible moods and emotions, intellect and communication, philosophies of life, sense of responsibility. But we are not compatible in sex and aggression, apparently, Addie.
That works. That works.
I'm okay with that, to be honest with you. So that's that. Do you guys believe in astrology? If you read a horoscope that's like particularly salient, are you like, whoa, that's me. How do they know me?
I like to read them after my day sometimes. So I like, you know, I feel like I'm less partial like for it to determine how my day went. I'm like, ooh, maybe it's right, maybe it's not. And so I'd say it's like 60% right, 40% wrong, which is still like pretty high.
That's still pretty high, yeah. Considering. Okay, that's real.
So I buy into it like a little bit just because I really identify as a Taurus. Like, I think that the personality traits are really true to me. But
Can you tell us a little bit about the personality traits of a Taurus?
A Taurus essentially is just really stubborn and loyal. That's me.
Wasn't a Taurus like a bull or like an ox or something?
Bull.
Okay, yeah.
It's a bull. So yeah, like I'm a bull, I guess.
Okay, great.
But my trust has been tested a little bit. I watched one of those it's not BuzzFeed. It's one of those like really like artsy YouTube channels that like does cool edits of stuff and like they do really interesting social experiments or whatever. I think it's called Cut. This YouTube channel.
Yeah.
And they did one where they brought in a professional
astrologer, which I didn't realize was a profession.
I want to get into that.
They lined up one person of each star sign, and he had to determine with a few questions for each of them which one, like, they all were.
No way.
And he was asking weird stuff like to see their teeth, because they might have the teeth of a fish, which would make them a Pisces. Or, like, he wanted to see their fingers. If they had claws, they might be a Cancer. Like, yeah. No, I know. And he's, like, asking questions like, do you call your mom a lot? Like, really, really specific stuff.
Yeah.
Like, do you, like... do you drink coffee first thing in the morning? Like, really specific stuff. But then at the end, he only got 4 right out of 12.
Okay, as legit as we
and
thought.
He was so confident.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's real.
I feel very hot and cold about it. Sometimes I'm really into it. Sometimes I'm like, I'm a Scorpio. Like, that's who I am.
Uh-huh.
And other times, I'm just like, this is made up. I don't know. I feel like it's one of those things where, like, and like Addy was saying, like, when it works for you, you believe in it.
Right. But when it works in your favor. But when it doesn't work in your favor, you're like, oh, this is stupid.
So if it's like, you're going to have a great day, you're like, yeah. But if it's like, you're going to have a terrible day, you're like, I don't need to believe this anyway.
Right.
I feel like that's the vibe. That's
I completely agree. I completely agree.
I don't subscribe to astrology at all.
Oh.
I'm a pretty big fan of, like, scientific reasoning. Mm-hmm. Maybe some might say that the two are compatible. But on that note, I'm such a Gemini. It's hazardous to my well-being. I definitely just, like, have certain characters that'll play out, like, in different scenarios. And I also have a deck of tarot cards in my room.
Oh, spooky.
I don't believe in the occult, but I do like them as a method for, like, talking to other people and seeing how other people react to things and just learning about what your, like, hidden desires are.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Okay, interesting. I feel like I know a lot more about you guys now. I feel like people's views on astrology and, like, star signs and things, like, that tells you a lot about them. So let's think about that as we listen to Ruby by Kaiser Chiefs. Wow, look at this. It's already 7:50. We've been having so much fun, and yet here we are, almost at the end of the hour. We've got some nice background Lady Gaga singing Telephone. If anyone is going to see A Star Is Born, I'm going to see it on Thursday, and I'm really excited about it. This is such a banger. So, a question I have for my lovely trainees here is, do you believe in ghosts? Let's discuss.
100% yes.
Why?
I had a paranormal experience when I was 7 years old.
Tell me about it.
I'm so excited.
So I took a nap, like every good 7-year-old would.
Yeah.
And I woke up, and both the doors to my room were locked, and my mom swears she didn't lock them, and no one else was home. And I was basically home alone, locked in my room for about an hour. So that was my paranormal experience.
So how did you get out of that situation?
My mom came home and heard me banging on the door.
That's so spooky.
Yeah, it was really traumatizing.
Whoa. Okay, what about you guys?
Yeah, it's really intense.
It's super intense.
I'm glad that it's spooky season, I will say. But I absolutely...
Big fan of October.
I absolutely do not believe in ghosts.
Really?
Maybe it's just because I've never had an experience.
Okay.
I've heard, like, other people have, like, told me really convincing stories, but, you know, I don't believe it.
Okay. So she needs to be proven wrong, is what I'm hearing.
I feel like I believe in like paranormal activity, but not in ghosts per se. Like like how, you know, some people believe in God, some people are spiritual.
Right.
Like, I don't know if I believe in like, hello, I was dead, now I'm a ghost.
Uh-huh.
Like, do I believe there's something going on? Like, there's definitely something.
Okay. Yeah, that's real. That's real. Okay. Totally.
I don't believe in ghosts, but there are definitely aliens somewhere in this wide
expanse. That was gonna be my next question: is do you believe in life on other planets?
Oh my God.
So okay. So my view on ghosts is this: first of all, my house is haunted.
Oh no.
Not my house like at home house, but my house like Tuff's house.
That's worse.
Yeah, it's spooky because that's where I live all the time. Basically, the story behind it is there's a grave in my backyard, which is like super weird, but it has the anagram like VLM and like the date 1951. And like, there's no way it's not a grave. Like, it has to be a grave. Oh, someone's calling in. Let's figure that out. All right, hang on. You guys chit-chat amongst yourselves. I'm going to pick up this phone call.
Let's talk aliens. they're definitely there.
I don't know. I feel like they should be real because there must be evidence. But at the same time, like, I can't imagine what one would look like, you know?
But could you imagine if we're like the only life forms in the whole universe? Like, they're all on this one planet. Like, imagine how terrifying that'd be.
Tough
free
form radio. Okay, sounds good.
Wait, are we?
Go to Noah.
Yeah, I hope maybe that
someone thought
is
he was
listening.
Calling his friend Robert.
Oh.
It's not, it's a radio station. Sorry, you were saying about aliens.
Oh, yes, I hope.
We were so distracted because we kept trying to, like, double listen. We were like, who's calling? Oh, I love a song. Sorry, Noah.
I think it's an exciting idea that we're not alone. Even though we can be out among so many friends here on Earth, just the idea that there's so much of something new and, like, a completely different way of life that other beings might be experiencing. I think that's kind of fascinating.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. Oh, is someone calling in? Seems like someone else is calling in. Let's listen to some Cher and we'll answer the phone.
Because we're coming from afar. They were closer now, Fernando. Every hour, every minute seemed to last eternally. Me cry. There was something in the air that night. The stars were bright. Fernando. They were shining down for you and me. For liberty. Fernando. Knowing Now we're old and gray for now, no. Since many years I haven't seen a rifle in your hand.
Hang on, boys like girls. We've got something to say. Does one of you want to do the station ID?
I want to do it.
Okay, do it.
This is Preserved Jams and Trainees, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Reform Radio.
Heck yeah, you are. Thanks for listening for this wonderful hour. My trainees will be back next week for so much more fun. See you guys.